Well, good morning. It is 6:24 a.m. on Friday, April 21st, 2023. It's 47 degrees, which is over 8 degrees Celsius. Woohoo! 87% humidity. As I commence my stroll down 11th Street in the Pearl District of Portland, Oregon. Welcome to the Pearlcast, y'all. There's a Mexican standoff at the intersection here. Everybody's letting everybody go, and everybody's just sitting there waiting for everybody else to go. So I went. Not one to wait at such things. God, it's a beautiful morning. I do not need these gloves. I definitely feel a bit overdressed. I usually use 50 degrees as the demarcation point of winter coat and gloves. So it's 47, so I wore the winter coat and gloves. But man, oh man, I do not need it. Which is, you know, I was going to say I don't need the gloves, but what do I do with them? Because... Run, Dave. There we go. Because my pockets do not accommodate gloves. At least not these gloves. These are some heavy-duty gloves. So I'm wearing them. Oh, well. There you go. There's your sartorial update for a Friday morning. But it is lovely. I was sitting there marinating, going around all the stuff in my head, getting kind of tangled up in thoughts and frustrations and so on and so forth. And a dude, almost an NPC, he's shoulder bag guy. He's passed by several times and we've nodded. We've even nodded and smiled and even shared a good morning. So I think he actually qualifies for NPC status on the walk. But this morning, I said good morning. He asked, how you doing? And I said, grinning. I'm grinning. It's a good day. And he said, well, all right. And rolled on. And it was weird just saying that. I noticed after he went by, the grin on my face didn't go away. It wasn't a social grin. It was actually a grin motivated by, it is a good day. It's a beautiful day. And it's Friday. And whatever frustrations and uncertainties and fears I'm wrestling with are not inconsequential or even insubstantial. They're just... unfounded, I guess. I don't know. It was just interesting to see. Morning. It was interesting to see how just saying those words, that affirmation, sank down to the bones. And I don't know. I've never used affirmations. I've never, you know, looked in the mirror and said, you are worthy of good things, or whatever affirmations are supposed to be. But this is the first time saying something actually manifested almost immediately. So So yeah, you know, I've always said that there's three levels of I don't know, significance or power to us, to anything really. There's the thought, there's the word, and there's the deed. Thinking something, that's powerful. You know, believing something is powerful. Belief, conviction, commitment, all of that, that's incredibly powerful stuff. But when you speak those thoughts, speak that conviction, Powell's tink, that's even more powerful. That's putting it in the world. That's adding to the narrative, as it were. And as soon as you do that, as soon as you speak those thoughts out loud to someone else, you've shared it. Now it's viral. Now whatever that thought was, whatever that idea was, it's a good day. That has now been shared to at least one other person. That's even more potent. But then you add to that the deed, the action, acting upon that thought and that word, that is the most potent of all. That is when manifestation happens. That's when the world changes. So yeah, it's a good day. It's a good day. God, sun's coming up. There's blue sky mingled among the clouds. The crows are gone. The crow coffee. Well, as I say that, there's one crow standing in the street, staring at me, saying, like, dude, hello, what am I, chopped liver? It's like, okay, you're not gone, my friend, but your comrades are. I mean, there's no crocophony. And this is actually, like, the beginning of a trend. Maybe not directly tomorrow, but, like, in the week, over the next several days, we're going to see a significant push towards some much more spring-like weather. And oh baby, I'm here for that. So, yeah. So yesterday, I was walking around and I had a thought. And the thought intrigued me. So I put it up on Facebook and on Twitter. And the thought was, if everyone had telepathy, would we need art? Which is a very simple question, not a lot of phrases and clauses and addendums and clarifications. Warning. And I got a lot of responses. And the responses were fascinating in that they revealed to me, A, what people considered art was and its function in the context of the artist and culture in general and so on, which was intriguing. It also showed me what people think telepathy is, and that was interesting too. And I know the conversation about art would be much more interesting, but I want to go in on the telepathy just a little bit, because I think that a lot of people think that telepathy is just like sharing words from brain to brain, that you actually hear words in your head that it's like using a walkie-talkie only directly into your brain. And I've never thought that's what telepathy is. I mean, if you're gonna have telepathy, by golly, let's go all the way. I mean, I've always envisioned telepathy as this sort of mental merging, more like a mind meld, like a Vulcan mind meld, than actual, you know, words manifesting in my head from somewhere else or hearing a voice in my head. I've always envisioned it to be more of a more intimate sharing. And in that regard, if I could share not only, you know, the image I have in my head of a piece of artwork or you know, the words of a story, but if I could share every aspect of that, if I could give to you the context and the emotion and the motivation and the perspective, all of that stuff that's wrapped up in a piece of art, if I could share that faithfully, knowing that you would hear everything that I wanted you to hear and feel everything I wanted you to feel, that would I then feel the need to create that artwork? If I could share and communicate so faithfully and flawlessly with everyone around me, would I feel the need to put that down on paper or music or paint or whatever? And it's interesting that also pointed out my limitations that I was putting on art. It's a very selfish perspective, really, that art is there for me to communicate an idea to someone else. A void that I see in the universe that I need to fill with this particular perspective, this particular voice or piece of work or whatever. And that doesn't take into consideration, God, there's so much about that. First of all, scope. Art can touch millions of people. And unless you're broadcasting telepathically globally, which is interesting now that I say those words out loud, but unless you're doing that, you're not conveying your message. Plus, the message is rarely for one person. The message is to be put into the world. It's for the world. When you create artwork, even though you know that it's going to be consumed and absorbed and radiate upon an individual, it's going to be a lot of individuals. Individuals you don't know. Because when you release your art into the world, it's not yours anymore. It's out there in the world. You seeded it, but it's on its own course. And the world will make of it what it will. And that's the exact separation. That's the exact opposite of telepathy. That's different. So the whole thing, would we still have art? Ultimately, silly question. But fostered some intriguing discussion and enlightened me. Hopefully it got other people, got a few people stirred up. So, cool. My work is done here. Rides off into the sunset. And my walk is done here, too, because I just walked through Jameson Square blithely, blathering away as I am wont to do. So, I'm going to wrap this up. Oh, my God, Friday. Yes! The weekend is tapping us on the shoulder, saying, hey, friend, what do you want to do? So, I hope you have a fabulous Friday. I hope it's a good day. I hope. Just have a good Friday. Create something despite everything. You know, Zig has it right. Despite everything. Create. Create a weird, stupid question. that gets people talking. Create a conversation. Create a new thought just by saying a few words. Oh my God. But create. And love fearlessly. That's a tall order, I know. Trust me. But sometimes you gotta, even if it's just loving yourself fearlessly in the face of anything else. I promise I will do the same. And I will talk to you soon.